Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome along to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. Here we are, broadcasting on Wednesday, 4th of June. Hard to believe we're almost halfway through the year. And you're listening to us in Auckland on a Wednesday night, down in Christchurch on Saturday night, and Wellington, Kapiti Coast on Sunday afternoon. And greetings to people listening on planetaudio.org.nz. We'll bring you the latest news from Ireland, plenty of music, all the sports results. A good result for the Irish ladies soccer team tonight. They won their game, but probably will miss out on automatic qualification for the Euros next year because of goal difference. And of course, the big stories dominating Ireland over the last, the last few weeks was the trial of Richard Satchwell. And he was found guilty last week and will be sentenced tomorrow. More about that. Sadly, two people died in a house fire in Connemara this morning, and a woman murdered in Belfast. So there are some of the headlines making the news, but we'll cover other stories over the next hour. We'll start off with Anya and Beauty is a Lie. Beauty is a Lie, opening up the programme tonight, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. And I hope you'll stay with us for the next hour. A programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Now, the Irish ladies soccer team, that was just to get into a better group to hopefully qualify for the World Cup in 2 years' time. But they're in a playoff that'll take place later in the year. So it wasn't for Euros next year. Of course, lots of Gaelic games taking place at the weekend. Heartbreak for Munster in rugby as they missed out on a playoff spot in the Rugby Champions Cup over there. And news today that former English and Leinster assistant coach Stuart Lancaster will be the new coach for Connacht next year, and we'll give you all the GAA results. And another story leading this evening is a 38-year-old woman with incurable cancer has received an apology in court from the HSE over the failings that occurred in two smear tests which led to her diagnosis. Of course, everybody remembered Vicky Phelan, the woman who was really the poster woman for all of these inaccurate tests that were done that led to so many women getting cancer. Vicky sadly passed away, and everybody felt was treated very badly by the HSE, and she and a number of other women sadly have passed away. But obviously a payout today for this lovely woman. She's pictured there, a 38-year-old woman, as Leona Mackin and her husband Alan settled their legal action against the HSE, rising from what they said were failures in the cervical check screening programme in 2016 and 20. So the court heard how Miss Mackin, mother of two young daughters, now has incurable metastatic cancer. So a sad past, and of course the HSE were criticised for the way they treated these women and the cover-up that took place many years ago. All right, let's move on. In fact, Bagatelle, Leeson Street Lady.
Leeson Street Lady, walking down Appian Way. Leeson Street Lady, you've been working night and day. Trying to find a client, someone to pay. Leeson Street Lady, you're an easy lay. Leeson Street Lady,
just for a drink, going on again, messed up again.
This is the first time that she's been treated like a lady. Cause they're letting her go first through her own front door. But that's all because the reason she did it. There's another decent lady walking down Appian Way. There's another decent lady, she'll be working night and day.
Leeson Street Lady. Leeson Street was a street in Dublin in certainly the 80s, where there was lots of nightclubs, wine bars, and before discos came into the scene, and they were all kind of downstairs along Leeson Street. There was certainly about 15 or 20 of them there. Right, looking at the Irish Times, they're leading with stories. Woman who died in Connemara house fire named as the former US death row inmate, Sonny Jacobs. She was in her 70s, and a local man in his 30s also died in the fire that police believed or wasn't suspicious. They just think it may have been an accident. Sadly, more deaths every day in Gaza. 27 Palestinians were killed today near a Gaza aid site. And what else is happening? Obviously, rugby, the season is over for Connacht, Ulster and Munster. Leinster now play Glasgow this weekend in the semi-final of the United Rugby Championship, and they'll await the winners of the Sharks Bulls game in South Africa. Munster lost to the Sharks at the weekend, and really probably the game of the weekend. The game ended in a draw, went to extra time, it was still a draw, and because both sides scored the same number of penalty or tries, it went to a penalty shootout, and three players were nominated to kick the penalties, and unfortunately one of the Munster players missed a penalty, so Munster lost out. They would have loved to have had a crack at Leinster if they managed to hold on and go on and play the semi-final this weekend, but that's it, and the end of the road for Peter Romani and Conor Murray, who served Ireland so well. And of course, all attention now will be on Super Rugby down here, and with the Chiefs in the driving seat to hopefully win the Super Rugby Championship, and their coach Clayton McMillan will be heading off to be the head coach of Munster next year, and as I mentioned, Stuart Lancaster taking over in Connacht. Dolores Kane, Never Be the Sun.
You may not always shine. leaving the past behind. It's knowing you'll do like you always do, holding you blind, keeping you true. You'll never be the sun.
Keen, and you will be never be the sun. And you're listening to Ireland Calling. Up next, we're going to have the Rosa Tralee, and congratulations to the newly crowned New Zealand Rosa Tralee, Ciara Jo Hanlon, who represented Wellington at the finals last weekend in Christchurch. And of course, she's big shoes to fill. Last year's winner, Keely O'Grady, went on and became the international Rosa Tralee, and has been a great ambassador for the Rosa Tralee organisation over the last 12 months. And no doubt she'll be back there again in August, crowning the 2025 Rosa of Tralee. Don't forget, members of the Irish Club in Auckland, the AGM is at the end of the month, 29th of June. And in the latest newsletter, lovely tribute by Michael O'Malley to the late Danny White. Danny was from Nenagh in Tipperary, and he died recently in Perth after a short illness, and lived in Auckland in the early 80s before him and his wife and family moved to Perth, where he was set up a very successful building firm. And I know he played rugby and Gaelic football at the highest level when he was here. So lovely tribute by Michael O'Malley to his good friend and a friend of many, Danny White. And as I said, we'll play the Rosa Tralee by Paddy Riley. Good luck to all the roses from all over the world taking part in the Rosa Tralee.
The sun was declining beneath the blue sea when I strayed with my love o'er the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful Vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as a in the summer, yet it was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me love Mary, the rose of Tralee. Of evening, their mantles were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley, her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Fair as a rose. 'twas not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eyes ever dawning that made me
Celtic Woman with Isle of Innisfree. Speaking about Ben Bulbin, beautiful Sligo. Before that, Paddy Riley and the Rose of Tralee. And from Tralee up to Sligo and down to Wexford and up to Louth and Donegal, there'll be 140,000 students going to bed tonight, Tuesday night in Ireland, to wake up tomorrow to start the junior and the Leaving Cert exams. And this is the biggest number of students sitting these exams ever. And this is due to the increase in the population size in Ireland. And normally the sun is splitting the stones this time of the year in Ireland, which it was for 5 weeks there in May. But thankfully, the weather is a bit duller at the moment and a bit wet, which probably makes it easier on the students. And I watched some interviews tonight on the news and everybody says once they get through the English papers tomorrow, it'll be all downhill after that. There's always the build up to the first exam, and experts are telling people when you do an exam, walk away from it, don't discuss what answers you did with your friends, just take a break and then do a bit of revision before the exam the next day. But of course it's all about getting points now for the Leaving Cert students, and the points means you get into university of your choice and courses of your choice, and that does take a big effort, and the amount of points that people need now to get into the universities to do some of the top professions, law, medicine, etc., are quite high. But there's a big push too in getting people into the trades as well. All right, we continue on with a woman that probably didn't do too well in her Leaving Cert, but she certainly had a great career before her untimely death almost 2 years ago. Sinead O'Connor and the Singing Bird. Lovely song, Sinead O'Connor and the Singing Bird, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, while I'm broadcasting here, I just got an email all the way from Ireland, from Anne Heffernan, and she, along with Sean Herlihy, are the producers of A Quiet Love. This is a movie that will be opening here in Auckland on the 4th of July at the Bridgeway Cinema. It's also at the Capital Cinema in Wellington. And it's down in Christchurch at Wellington, it looks like. It's Roxy Cinema, it's the Capital Cinema, it must be in Auckland as well. And it's a story, is an intimate and moving film that follows three deaf couples as they share their extraordinary love stories through sign language, a decades-long forbidden romance across a religious divide, an LGBTQI plus couple navigating parenthood with deaf and hearing children, and a deaf boxer and his hearing partner facing a life-altering choice. So look out for that here in Auckland, as I said, starting on the 4th of July, 19th of July, down in Wellington and Christchurch. And I'll give that a plug on the programme each week. As I mentioned last week, on Friday afternoon, the decision was made, or the jury came to the decision, in the Richard Satchwell murder trial that was running for the last 5 weeks. This was a story of Tina that disappeared in 2017 and was treated as a missing person for many years, for about 6 years before a new detective involved in the case decided that they'd give a thorough second search to the house. The house was searched in 17, but in the second time they went in, they brought a dog in. In fact, the cadaver dog, Irish police don't have one. They brought it down from Northern Ireland, from the police service in Northern Ireland, lent them the dog for a day. And they found Tina's body buried underneath a staircase about 2.5 foot below where she'd laid for 6 years. So the trial lasted 5 weeks, but a unanimous decision on Friday. He was found guilty and he'll be sentenced, given the life sentence tomorrow. And that will probably bring some closure to the family of Tina. But on RTE Prime Time, which you can watch if you want, the RTE player, they did a documentary on it tonight. And obviously mistakes made back in the original investigation, that they didn't go and do a proper thorough and dig up the floorboards of the house. But certainly a story that gripped the nation, as has the disappearance and now confirmation that he was murdered, Mikey Gahan, down in County Kerry. And again, the man that was questioned by police has come out and identified himself. He's an American man that has lived in Ireland for a number of years, and he said he was the man that was questioned, but there's no evidence that he was involved. Of course, they have found body parts and they've confirmed that it is the body of Michael Gahan, and but there's no murder weapon or no motive. So a lot of work to be done on that before somebody is brought to justice. Foster and Allen, after all these years.
My darling, come to me, sit you down easily, and rest a while near the soft firelight. Cold is the night, but warm is my heart with pride, having you by my side. You're still my guiding light after all these years. Still the only growing old. A lifetime nearly gone, I cannot unfold. Night's dark and cold, but warm is your hand in mine. Feeble with ageless time, the light of love still shines after all these years. Your soft assuring ways, the rock I lean on, saw me through my darkest days when all hope had gone. You're still
they're still going after all these years. Foster and Allen, who are probably, I'd say, close to 80 now, both of them still touring. It's a few years since they were down here. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, there's celebrations down in Cork tonight. Well, at one part of Cork, Ringmahon Rangers Soccer Club, because it looks like they're going to get about €3 million as a result of Caoimhín Kelleher's transfer from Liverpool to Brentford today. He was the reserve Liverpool goalkeeper, of course, Republic of Ireland goalkeeper, but he wanted first team football, and he's been sold to Brentford for around £12.5 million, and that could go up with bonuses to £18 million. But when he signed on with Liverpool, Ringmahon and Cork signed a bit of paper saying that they'd get 20% of any sell-on fee. So a sell-on clause was in there, so the club in Cork looks like they'll be banking a nice bit of money in the weeks ahead, which is fantastic. Not sure many of these are getting much money, but Gaelic football and hurling dominating the sports scene in Ireland at the moment. Hard to believe that we've only moved into June and a number of great hurling counties are out of the All-Ireland contention, including last year's finalists Clare, Wexford, Waterford, as a result of games being played really in April and May. So disappointment, and I know former Wexford, the chair of the Wexford County Board, came out and he said it's just ridiculous that we won't see our county players in action playing for the county till the league starts in February. And he said how are people in counties like Wexford, Waterford, Clare expected to grow the game when they don't see their stars playing right throughout the summer months. Of course, there's controversy since the finals of the hurling and football were moved from September, where they've been for over 100 years, to July. Of course, this was to help grow the club matches, but that didn't really work. But when we come back, we'll run through all the results from last week's programme. Before that, Cat Dowling.
We'll be right back.
Darling and Freedom, and we'll look at the results. Lots of results. Games played on Saturday and Sunday. Cork against Kerry. Kerry coming through there, 128 to 20 points. Roscommon beating Meath 215. No, that was a draw. Roscommon and Meath 15, 215 to 21 points. Down and Louth, Down beating Louth, controversially 25 points to 24. Certainly Louth looked like there was a, one of their players fouled with as he was kicking for a score in the last kick of the game. Tyrone at home beaten by Mayo, so Mayo with their manager taking a break at the moment, they have got their All-Ireland season back on track with 217 to 113, and they were all the games. And then on Sunday you had you know, my own county Galway went up to Derry and were losing by 8 points at one stage, but managed to salvage a draw. In fact, Derry scored a point in the last minute to earn a draw, so it's all to play for in that group. Cavan and Donegal played. Donegal certainly looked like they're going to be favourites for the All-Ireland title this year, winning 3-26 to 1-13. And Dublin beaten at home in probably one of their worst displays ever by Armagh, All-Ireland champions, 24 points to 19. So Armagh already qualified for the next round, and they've got a game to play against Galway. So Galway need to win that game to be sure of qualification. Monaghan, they were too good for Clare, 125 to 116. So they were all the games played. Of course, the Tailteann Cup games are all on there. And this weekend we've got the big one, Leinster Munster Hurling Championship Final, Limerick against Cork, and that game being played at the Gaelic Grounds. And other games coming up, but we'll give you all the results next week. And of course you can watch all the Gaelic games on GAA Plus. Log on to GAA Plus and you can view the various packages that are available there. Alright, let's blast on again. Time for Christy Moore and The Voyage.
Troubled waters, it keeps us afloat.
Yes, we're all on a bit of a voyage, and that's Christy Moore there with one of his big hits. Probably going back, that song was recorded late 80s, early 90s. Right, well, the League of Ireland, or it's called the Airtricity, SSE Airtricity League Premiership Division, continues. All the games on the Premiership take place on a Friday night in Ireland, and last week's results saw Bowes beat Derry 1-0, Cork City and Shelburne drew 1-1. Shamrock Rovers, league leaders at the moment, were held to a 0-0 draw by Galway United in Dublin, and Sligo ones were beaten by St Pat's 1-0, and Waterford and Drogheda drew. So the table there is Shamrock Rovers with 36 points, Drogheda 30, Bohemians 30, St Pat's 29, Shelburne 27, Derry 27, Galway 24, and Sligo holding up the bottom there with 12. The leading goal scorer with 9 goals is, I think it's Mark Dyer is his name. He's originally from New Zealand, and he's having a good season with Galway. So certainly League of Ireland still getting good crowds out. And then the First Division, you've got Dundalk there leading that, followed closely by Cove Rambers, Bray Wanderers, Treaty United, UCD Wexford, Kerry Finn Harps, Longford Town and Athlone Town. And but it's rugby coming to a conclusion. Semi-final of the United Rugby Championship this weekend. Leinster are at home to Glasgow, but huge disappointment. They played their game last week in Dublin, and just around 10,000 people turned up, a bit like what's happening here in Auckland at games at Eden Park. Obviously huge disappointment that Leinster didn't go on and win the Champions League Heineken Cup. This United Rugby Championship is the second tier competition, and they've got a semi-final against Glasgow this weekend. They'll certainly need to play better than they did last week, and then they'll await the winners of the Bulls Sharks game in South Africa. Of course, if Leinster win, they get the home final the following week. So certainly a lot to play for. They haven't won silverware for about 5 years, and even though it's a secondary competition, it's still something that they will need to win. Right, the Dubliners and the Night Visiting Song. Kelly with one of his many great songs, The Night Visiting Song, bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, which is brought to you by the support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's Auckland on a Wednesday, down the line in Christchurch Saturday night, Wellington, Capri Coast on Sunday, or on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand, around the globe, I hope you've enjoyed the selection of music and the bits and pieces of news. A lot of other bad news in Ireland, but I won't go into that. But anyway, we've hopefully all the Leaving Cert students and Junior Cert students are looking forward to getting their exams started. Many years of hard work, and hopefully they'll all go well and get the results that they expect. And that's about it for me for another week. I'll be back here, same time, same place next week. And I'm just looking at what we're going to go out with here. I need to put on a song that'll last for about 3 minutes. Dreams of Home, the Wolf Tones. Take us out.
I'm coming home, and how the years have flown. For far too long I've been a stranger in a strange town, so far away from all the friends I love. Now I'll go back to my green hills, those friendly smiles, for the boys and girls their friends and all their loved ones on the other side. Oh, take me home where I belong. I dream dreams of home for much too long. How things have changed, now nothing seems the same, for I have been away too long. I've just myself to blame. And Mary dear, how could you marry him? Was then you shattered all my hopes and all my dreams. Father, boys and a stranger.